Good morning. Talk this morning will not be very lengthy. I told Andy, I said, let's lead lots of songs this morning. I'm going to hear some more singing, so stay with me for the short time. I'd like to share some of my thoughts with you this morning. Back in school, when they started teaching you about numbers, they drew this number line. They said all points or values that lie on this number line. And you could plot any number on this line. And then at some point later on in school, in high school, they came up with this term that was really poorly labeled, but they call them complex numbers. Remember complex numbers? If you've been in school in the last 20 years or so, I don't know how long they've been teaching complex numbers. They're really not complex. There's two numbers now used to describe a particular place rather than just one. So if you had they call this a real axis and then this an imaginary axis, and you could have a number like 3, 3, and 4, then they would write it like 3, 4i or something like that. And this number would be actually give you a place in this complex plane like that. So what that does for you is that gives you not only just a number with a value, but it gives you a direction. So now every time you talk about a number, it has some kind of a direction associated with it. Well, the reason they teach you that is because that's used extensively in the sciences and in the engineering fields. Because most numbers aren't just a number, but it has some kind of a direction associated with it. So this particular number, which is 3, 4, could also be written as this. Remember, we have Pythagorean's theorem over here. Is everybody? Wait, what's this number going to be here? What's this magnitude? Yeah, here we go. 5, and we're at 53 degrees. So we got a magnitude now of 5 at 53 degrees. I didn't ask you the 53 degrees part. There's probably somebody who knows that too. So you ask me, well, what does this have to do with anything? But he just read it. Because if you read Matthew, the 22nd chapter, and you look at the 37th and 38th and 39th verses, it reeks of a complex number problem. And you might not have recognized that before, but maybe after I talk to you a little bit here, it might. But we're going to change this just a little bit here. What are we talking about? We're talking about the two greatest commandments. Which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second one is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. Love God. That horizontal relationship that we have with our Father. So we're talking horizontal and vertical here. We love God. We have faith. Love God and faith. That's our relationship we want to grow. Okay, now, what do we have on the horizontal axis here? We have our love of man and to serve. So you've heard it before, it's just the horizontal and the vertical relationship on those two greatest commandments. So this is just a little different way of thinking about it. What else does the Bible tell us about where we want to be in this complex number plane? Okay, we have James, the second chapter, and starting with the 14th verse. What good is it, brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. You believe that there is one God? Well, good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. You foolish man, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless or dead? Serving man on this side, what does that tell us here? You don't want to be over here.
faith, no matter what level you're at, without deeds is dead.
So we don't want to be over here. What else do we have? Hebrews 11:6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Mark 16:16. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be damned. Whoever believes in Him, John 3:18. Whoever believes in Him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. What happens if we're below this line? Not many places left that we really want to be.
Where was Jesus, our Savior? Let's normalize this axis
to a maximum value of one. Our faith is perfect, and we serve our entire life.
Is not this
our ideal? Faith and works, following both of these commandments, is where we want to be. What's the scary thing about this? Well, people that are good people. You know, I know so-and-so. He's a good guy. Well, this whole side over here is filled with good people. You know, there's good people here. I know a few. They're pretty good people. They really do things. They have good intentions. You know, they help other people. They take some of their own time and do things for others. But you'll never see them inside a church building. I'm not saying there's a lot of those people, but there are some. This is a scary place to be, because you can easily trick yourself into thinking that I'm okay. But in order to cross this line here, we have to show obedience to God. We have to take that step. Another scary place to be is up here. I have faith. Show me your faith by your works. Well, I really, you know, haven't done much lately. If you think more about self than others, then you've crossed a line here. God wants us to be over here. He wants us to have faith in Him, and He wants us to serve our man, our fellow man. So what I want to ask you this morning is the question that I would like for you to think about is, where am I? Where am I?
Am I here? Am I over here, maybe?
Yeah, I like to do a lot of things for other people, but, you know, my spiritual self is really lacking. Most of us are here. Some of us aren't. But no matter where we are over here, it's easy to get dangerously close to one of these axes and maybe not realize it. Dangerously close to not loving and serving our fellow man, as Jesus showed us how to do. Constantly thinking of others before ourselves and sacrificing even unto death what we would do for somebody else. Are we not growing this way? We can only get. If we're just growing out this way, we're going to be stunted after a while, aren't we? It just takes both. We've spent a lot of time recently understanding our knowledge of God's plan and how it, and the types and shadows, and growing in our understanding of God and His plan. If we don't put that to use, we're going to go up like this. We're never going to venture out into the world. If we don't venture out into the world with our knowledge and what we've done, we're not going to accomplish what God wants us to do. It's really not a complex problem. It's really fairly simple. But where are you at? And how can you improve? You'll be on one side or the other of this 45-degree angle here. Which one would help you the most to be more effective? That's what I'd like for you to think about this morning. I guess, even more importantly than that, the people I want to address right now are the people below this line. Because there are some. Good people. Good people. This is a bad place to be. We're told, repent, be baptized, every one of you.
We know that's a necessary step. Being good is not going to cut it. Be in the wrong quadrant come the judgment day.
If there's anything we can do to help you, over here. Yeah, I'm faithful, but I haven't been doing what I should be. You want to share something with the group? Some help getting back over here where you belong?
Or you're down here and you want to make that step, baptism and accepting Jesus as your Savior. We invite you for any of those things as you come forward, as we stand and sing.